Unit 11, page 113, exercise 5.
Welcome back to the programme. And today we're talking to travel expert Tanya Watts about ecotourism. Ecotourism is becoming a big part of the tourist industry. Can you tell us more about it, Tanya?
Yes. Ecotourism, or green tourism, is very popular because a lot of young people want to see wilderness areas and also to protect the environment. They want to travel without having a bad effect on nature.
But is that possible? When we travel to a natural area, roads and hotels are built. Isn't that always bad for the environment?
Yes, that's the problem. You can go on an eco-tour to the Amazon rainforest, but you still have to travel there by plane, and that causes pollution.
What places in the world has ecotourism had a really negative effect on?
Well, a good example is the coral reefs. These are endangered everywhere in the world, and there are many reasons for this, but one cause is tourism. A lot of eco-tours offer diving holidays to coral reefs, but whilst a few tourists are fine, hundreds of them are a problem. There are simply too many people in a lot of these places. Another example of the negative effect of ecotourism is in the world-famous Galapagos Islands. They have become incredibly popular with tourists who want to see the wildlife there. Tourism has increased by nearly 200% in the past 5 years, so hotels and new facilities have been built. There are so many tourists that the wildlife is suffering.
So the beautiful environment is the reason that people go to the islands, but that's being destroyed.
Yes, that's right.
How can people enjoy nature without damaging it?
In my view, the best way to travel green and help the environment is to go on holiday in your own country. You could visit a local national park, for example. Visiting a national park is a great way to see wilderness areas without going across the world. There are always visitor centres and guides to help you too. You have to pay to visit many of these places, but the money helps people to protect the park.
And what about transport?
Well, if you do stay near to home, cycling is an excellent green way to get around. There are lots of places you can visit on a bike instead of driving. If you're in a national park, hiking is good too, but it's important to stay on the paths. Going off the path is fun, but it isn't good for the environment.
Thank you, Tanya. So, are you staying at home for your holiday this year?
No. I'm going to Brazil for the Rio Carnival.